Will you please be seated? A few years ago, when one of my granddaughters was about 12 or 13, we were walking along the towpath from Marlow to Hurley, and she was at a stage where she loved climbing trees. In fact, she still loves climbing. She now boulders and climbs rocks. But anyway, she saw a tree, and there were quite a lot of people wandering along the towpath, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to climb in the tree and see how many people notice me." She said, "You just walk on a little while and wait for me." So she climbed in the tree and sat there. Well, after about 10 minutes, she came and joined me, feeling very fed up because no one had noticed her. And I think every time she'd seen people, she'd think, "Oh, will they notice me?" And they didn't. And it made me think of Zacchaeus, who, this well-known story, went and climbed a tree. Because I think he was height-wise a little bit challenged, as we would say these days, because he was short. But I wonder if that was the only reason he climbed a tree. He wanted to see Jesus, yes, but Zacchaeus was not liked. In fact, he was probably actively disliked. He was not only just a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. And in those days, of course, tax collectors worked for the Romans, for the occupying power, and were actively disliked. And also, they always added, they made sure that they were on the right side as far as the money was concerned. And many of them were corrupt, to put it bluntly. And he had a big house. He obviously lived in, not just comfortably, but I think probably fairly ostentatiously. And so people did not like Zacchaeus. And he will have known that. Whether he cared or not, we don't know. But anyway, he climbed this tree out of the way because everyone else would be watching Jesus, looking forward where he was, standing around him, waiting for him to come. Nobody would have looked up. And then Jesus came. And at that stage in his journey, he was already journeying, of course, towards Jerusalem, although people were unaware of what that meant. He was awaited. They waited for him with anticipation. They'd heard so much about him that they couldn't wait to see him. They'd heard about the miracles he'd performed, about his teaching. There was a real buzz, a sense of excitement. And Jesus arrived, and that came, and he moved amongst them. And unlike other people who had probably not looked up, Jesus immediately spotted Zacchaeus in the tree. Again, I'm not sure how Zacchaeus felt about it, especially when Jesus said, "Come down. I'm going to have a meal with you in your house." I guess there was almost uproar from the other people. How could Jesus do that? Did he not know who Zacchaeus was? Here they all were. They would have all loved Jesus to have come to their house. I wonder if secretly people had prepared their homes just in case. And here he invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. I don't know who would have been more stunned by that, Zacchaeus or the other people who were there. Zacchaeus came down and just acknowledged Jesus, knew that he was there, and even without Jesus saying anything, Zacchaeus' response was, "Please come." But he said, if you like, he for he admitted the way he lived. And by the way he did that was by saying that he would amend his ways from then on, and not just from then on, that he would make good as far as possible anything that he had done wrong. And he will have done that publicly. Now, Jesus didn't ask him to give everything away, as he has done in previous stories and parables, where he's told people, give it all away, and then you can come and follow me. Or the rich farmer, where he said, you can't take your money with you. He didn't say that to Zacchaeus. In fact, he waited for Zacchaeus to do it from himself. Now, what he offered to do, half of his possessions he was going to give away, and I will give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. So what he promised would have made a significant difference to his way of life. Jesus' response to that is, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. And then, for the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. And in many stories of Jesus in the New Testament, we hear of Jesus going for the lost, the people on the margins, the sick. And yet here, he chooses Zacchaeus and sees him and counts him among the lost. What a lesson. What a lesson for the people there and for us. It's a lesson that Jesus looks out for each one of us. And I was thinking of that as it is All Saints Day today. And I brought my book of saints. It's full of them. In fact, it's got, this is a 2003 edition, but I think it has got, 1,400 fully referenced entries. And since then, there will have been many more. And of course, the most recent one was John Henry Newman, who the Pope declared a saint a few weeks ago. But if we're honest, how often don't we say, oh, she or he is a saint, because of the way people live? And there is a saintly side to each one of us. You may say, oh, no, that's not, but there is. The best part of us, where we really live the way Jesus wants us to live, we are saints by our acts of kindness, not necessarily noticed by others, the way we help each other, the way we care, the way we try genuinely to follow Jesus. Those are all saintly ways. And it's important. And I, especially when there is a time, as certainly in the valley just now, of uncertainty, of people feeling upset at the present situation where there are no answers at this present time, it is important that we all find that saintly side to us. To forgive, to care, to love one another. Those were the instructions that Jesus gave to us. And I know that all of us, even if it's sometimes difficult and sometimes we fail, but that we try and have that saintly part of us and bring it to the fore. And so today, as we're all, it is both All Saints Day, it's also the fourth Sunday before Advent. We're already beginning to look forward to Advent. Let us remember those saints that have gone by, from whom we have learned. But let us also look at the saintly side in each other, in the people we meet. And may it bring the saintly side out of us. And with God's help, we can and we will. Thanks be to God. Amen.